KXRN LP Laguna Niguel, Laguna Beach. Member supported KX 93.5.
Good morning, Laguna Beach. This is Craig, and we're live in Laguna Beach, KX 93 Radio. I have a wonderful group of people here today. It's a panel of artists and gallery owners. We're going to sort out a lot of things, but before we get to that, I'm going to introduce each one of you real quickly, just so you know, so you can be prepared for a fabulous afternoon. First, we have Leah. Say hello, Leah.
Hello, everybody.
And we have Steven.
Hello.
And then we have Jason.
Good morning.
And then we have Robert.
Morning.
And we have Muffin.
Hello out there.
We'll be right back with some more. Laguna. Before we get to our program, I want to get some housekeeping done here. I want to thank our sponsor today. Again, it is Mike Johnson with Villa Real Estate. We thank you. We love you. Thanks for being our sponsor. They're located in Laguna Beach, Corona Del Mar, and Costa Mesa. As I've told recently that we're going to have a panel, they're finally here. I'm so excited, and we're going to get to each one and talk about for the next hour many things about Laguna. And Laguna is a living space and living community. I want to also remind everyone, if you know of someone who has a business in the community and would like to be on Rainbow Radio and be featured, we would love to have them on board. Also, if you know a community leader that is very active in the community for whatever reason, but they're passionate and they make a contribution, I would love to have them on the radio show as well. You can alert me to these businesses or these persons by going to rainbow-radio.com and leaving a message on that website, rainbow-radio.com, real simple. So hopefully you can do that. So I'm going to start right here, a little bit of preface what we're going to talk about here. I lived in the community, in and out and around the community. At the moment, I'm not actually in the community. I will admit to that. But I have been familiar with Laguna Beach as a city, and I feel that it has a lot to offer, and they've gone a great distance. And recently I attended, being somewhat involved in the art community, I attended a couple of city meetings, and I thought a contribution to the city would be nice to have a little town hall meeting about what's going on as far as artists, and to be fairly representative of the community. In other words, we'd have gallery owners, we'd have artists, we'd have people that are passionate about art, and we would have, we did invite AEA, and I can't remember, which is a consulting firm with the city, and unfortunately they couldn't be here today. But I want to represent every component, every part of the city, and I figure hopefully with some dialogue and some insight, maybe we can come up with some brilliance that makes things work better for everyone, a consensus. That's my hope anyway. So by bringing people together and discussing what's going on in the community, I think that is a start. And so Craig Cooley is here starting this process. I hope it's a good one, and I hope we have a great journey. You know, I kind of think maybe I was this morning on my way in, I thought maybe what would be helpful for Laguna Beach would be have an independent council. And I'd say arts. And art would include theater, music, entertainment, and all kinds of arts, whether it's the, I want to call it demonstration art, but what is the art, Steve, where they actually do a presentation and it's live art?
Performance art.
Thank you. That's the, get closer to the
performance art.
Leah saved the day here. Performance art. So I want to be, we find it inclusive airing. So let's just open, let me do a quick introduction, ask everyone to please say a few words about themselves so we kind of know, the audience knows who's in the room. We have five people in the room. There won't be an exam when it's over. You won't have to remember everyone's name. I have a hard enough time with that, right? So Leah, who are you now?
Well, sometimes I hardly know, according to Alice in Wonderland. But I actually do know myself. And, of course, I know many people in the arts community. Newer people come in all the time. But I've been here since 1964.
Oh.
And I have always been an artist. I came from an arts background. I was with the University of California at Irvine in the art department. And I wrote the policy for the city's public arts. When I was chair of the Arts Commission. I've had my family here, and I've enjoyed Laguna, watched it grow, watching it change, and I'm really pleased to be able to come on and be with other artists.
Thank you, Leo. Let's go over to Steve. I know he has a gallery and has had been here for a few years, right?
Yes, my parents moved here in 1956, and I've remained in Orange County since that time. I currently live in Corona del Mar. I've had a gallery here in Laguna Beach for about 9 years. I represent almost 40 artists from 10 different countries.
Wow.
I am an artist, and here trying to represent the fine arts.
All right. Robert?
Hi. I moved down here 4 years ago to participate in the Sawdust Art Festival. I have done over 300 art shows traveling around the United States for 15 years doing my art. And I started a bucket list, and one of the things I wanted to do was participate in the Sawdust. I thought it was magical when I was a young kid. Moved down here, got into the show. This is my fourth summer coming up. And I had a gallery in town for 2.5 years, and unfortunately the rent went up and I couldn't afford it. And so I'm working from home right now. And I got some art in the car if you guys want to buy something.
There's a story there, I'm sure.
Yeah. All right.
All right, and then we have Jason, who... I saw him perform at a meeting recently, and to say he was passionate would be putting it slight.
I'm not here to pump my fist. I'm just here to represent the next generation of Laguna artists that are going to be coming up, and try to help establish a good foundation for them to build off of. And I see a lack of that in the community, and I just want to be a participating member in change.
Yeah. I think that's kind of the agenda today. Oh, and then Muffin, who I lost her email, and so we added her on at this morning, and so I'm so glad she's here. I've been trying to communicate, and we had a can we put it off to a technical glitch?
Absolutely, Muffin? My end. The whole problem was a payment to the people who hosted my website.
Oh, I hate when that happens.
No, but it's cool. I'm going to get a new website. Instead of being muffinspencerdevlin.com, which is just simply my name, okay. I will be lovemuffin.glass.
Okay. Ooh, all right. Ooh.
That'll be easy and fun to find, won't it?
So in your background in the community then?
Let's see. I came to Laguna in 91. I met a girl and moved here. I was playing golf on the LPGA Tour, had been since 79. I spent 21 years playing golf. And then I came to Laguna, and I got involved in glass. I became a glass blower because I couldn't get a job as a waitress, which is a really,
so
really
fun story. So that was what put your career on its path. You couldn't get a job as a waitress. I love
it. Well, only a high-end waitress, you know, with no experience whatsoever. But I thought I'd have great stories to tell my patrons.
Well, we're glad you're here. We're glad you made it even at the last minute. And with that, I got to say, I want to thank my guests this morning. It's not easy to get up and be somewhere at 9 o'clock in the morning on a Saturday. I don't know. I'm a night person. I think they're all looking at me like, are you crazy? but I want to thank everyone for being here and taking time. I hope that our efforts here bring some fruit. I hope our efforts bring a better understanding about art and Laguna Beach and the community and what makes it thrive. And with that, I think I'm going to kind of open it up to open forum here. The first thing, what happened to me this morning is, what about an independent commission? I'd hate to say that word, but say an independent group, advisory group, that was formed independent of any other organization other than they want to be make some contribution to the community. In other words, it's kind of independent, meaning it's outside of the city, it's outside of other associations or groups. It's totally, genuinely independent. I'm going to pick on Steve first here. I thought maybe he had a comment or thought about that.
I think that would be fantastic, because my interaction with the city has not really been very positive. I found that most of the people at the city either don't live in the city or don't have a business here, but yet they're trying to dictate to us retailers on how we're supposed to operate within their confines. And it just really doesn't work. I was at a meeting once, and they basically told me to shut up and sit down. And all the other retailers that were at the meeting were applauding me for speaking up to them about some of the challenges that a retailer has here. My biggest challenge being here is parking. I can't even tell you how many sales I've lost because people have to run to the parking meter. If you're a shopper, regardless if you're going to buy a piece of artwork or a t-shirt, you basically have four large malls to go to. You can go to South Coast Plaza, you can go to Fashion Island, you can go to the Spectrum, none of which you have to pay to park, or you can come to Laguna Beach, pay to park, and most likely get a parking ticket, of which you can't debate. That's not very motivating for someone to come to Laguna
Beach. User-friendly.
No, it's not user-friendly at all.
Yeah.
And I think that the parking issue is really affecting the art community significantly.
So you feel that perhaps an independent board that was more had an objective perspective, let's say, about the opportunities that might be there with some changes would be valuable. Is that to put words in your mouth?
Yeah, absolutely, because it's not just about rent control, it's about foot traffic. And all of the malls or any shopping venue, it's about foot traffic.
Mm-hmm.
And these people at the city, they don't seem to understand that. And somebody from outside, whether it's us or another group, need to really get somebody's attention to understand, why don't they just, over at the lumberyard area, why don't they build like an 8 to 10 story parking structure? They can charge whatever they want, and all the other parking on the street is free, like it is, say, in Newport Beach, many other communities.
So there's some history as far as how that works and works well in other communities, Steve?
Absolutely. In fact, yeah. I even offered to people at the city to get involved with that. And again, they basically told me to shut up and sit down. Now, they didn't say that, but they basically insinuated that.
Yeah, that's too bad, unfortunately. I'm going to go over to Jason and see if he can chime in on this. I know he rarely has an opinion.
So in regard,
be sure to get, I'm going to say everything on the air. Everyone, be sure to get close to your microphone we can all hear. We're all eager to hear what everyone has to say.
So in regard to an independent council, I think that there are quite a few resources that aren't being drawn from. And I think that an independent council that actually does a little bit of footwork and gets out and finds out, Sawdust just recently had their biggest winter ever.
Who did?
Sawdust. Sawdust Festival just had at the door. They had the biggest couple of days that they've ever had, or week, or
so. The demand's there.
Yeah, it's there. But they're doing something right, and nobody has really went over there and said, "Hey, what are you guys doing right? What's the plan? What's the format that's really, really working?" I mean, we're spending hundreds of thousands of dollars trying to farm data from outside resources when we have success right in our backyard.
We should use that as an example.
Yeah, so if a diverse council that had everybody's best interests in mind as far as performing arts, artistic crafts, we've already proven that the artists in this town can take determination, will, and a bunch of paint and make it happen. So why are we asking other people how to make it work?
Yeah, it makes sense. I mean, we need to be close to what we have at hand first. And I think we need to look at some comparison, like the parking situation, comparison cities, sister cities that have similar demographics, and maybe even go to those cities and talk to the people there and find out why it's working or how they managed to make it work. And again, I keep going on about Ashland, Oregon, but it is a good example of a success. And it's in the arts, and it's a cultural, and they have many similarities as here. I'm going to, Robert, you're involved with the Sawdust Festival, so I'm going to segue over to you, if you about a private a council, what your thoughts are, maybe what Robert just had to say.
Well, I like participating in Sawdust. I think it's a great opportunity for local artists. I'd like to see it extended. That's one of the things we're talking about, is maybe extending our winter show or adding a few dates to that. As mm-hmm. as more people come to town, it's been a really good thing. I know we've been asked, we've filled out a few polls on what artists do want, who these two groups that have come to town, asking our input. And I think a lot of that we probably should have been asked before. Did we need to hire these groups to do this for us? I think nobody's really asked us. And then I've asked some of the seasoned artists that have been here for a long time. They're tired of hearing the same old thing. We've been talking about this for 20 years. Nothing's changing. One of the guys I was speaking with yesterday at Laguna Coffee Shop, best coffee in town.
That's okay.
Maybe they'll give me a free.
I got permission.
But shout out. No, he was saying that I hope I live this long to see some of these things come to fruition.
Oh, wow.
You know, the city keeps talking about it. I've only been here 4 years, and you know, it's the same old story over and over and over. And, you know, are we an art community? All these kind of things. And a lot of people believe we're not an art community anymore. You know, we're losing mm-hmm. galleries. We're losing, you know, the affordability to live in this town. That's a big challenge. You know, live, work, loft, all these things that go into that.
One thing that... It's kind of this is a double-edged sword, and a commentary with a friend of mine yesterday at dinner. I have a lot of conversations, I guess. But anyway, we talked about all the green space around Laguna, and it is one of the most valuable assets we have as a community, I feel. To hike and walk and bicycle and have that freedom right next door is very important. And it's a big chunk of what the charm is of Laguna. But at the same time, it's limited the living space on some level. So that's kind of pushed the affordability button not in the best direction, let's say. And so I think in that regard, there should be some sense of how we're going to mitigate that so we still have a thriving community that has available space. So how are we going to make that work? And that's what I think one of the things that a independent council could address. But now I'm kind of preaching to everyone here.
No, I agree.
But anyway, I'm going to ask Muffin, from the artist standpoint, what her spin is on an independent council.
Well, first of all, how do you find independent people to be on this council? How are the already councils that are in place, the arts council and the whatever political councils that are going on, are they going to bother to listen to this independent council? How are we going to get chops?
I appreciate you're an activist, going on? I can tell.
Well, yeah, you know, big time. There's things, Robert was saying that this is the same old conversation. The entrance to Laguna has yeah. been talked about for 30 or 40, maybe even 50 years. And really, that parking thing that Steve was talking about, boom, build a thing. Don't worry about the arch and all the art and everything. Let's get going
done.
On something.
Right. Yeah.
And as a member of the Craft Guild, which is the deal that happens down on the beach when sawdust is not happening, the sawdust artists mm-hmm. go down there twice a month. I forgot what I was going to say. As part of that, you know, we're always looking at what's going to happen. Are they going to move us? Are we here for the next year? And why? I've totally lost my focus and concentration, sir. I can't remember what the heck I was going to say.
I do that all the time. It's not a problem.
I just know that.
Usually I just go to music.
I just know that we seem to be dancing around the same issue year after year after year. And instead of pulling the trigger and doing something, we hire another company to come in and ask us questions.
Right.
And part of being on the Craft Guild, I was asked to sit in at a meeting with those people. And they asked us their questions, and we told them what we thought about what they were asking us. But that's like the third or fourth time.
Yeah.
And what's been done? What's happened?
So, I don't know. It sounds like there's a great need, but I share your concern about how you would develop a council. There certainly would need to be a mission statement, and I would put that out to everyone to come up with a mission statement that makes it truly independent and represent as much as we can the community, someone from perhaps different segments of the community, like the group that's arrived here today. Now, Leah's sitting over there, and bring your microphone closer, Leah.
Thank you, Craig.
I'm going to give Leah the last word about the council, because I don't know why. I like Leah. I told her I loved her yesterday. She didn't respond so well, but I'm working on that. Go on, Leah. I would dearly want to hear your thoughts.
Well, I mean, all the points are definitely important. They go to some very deep issues, far deeper than anything we probably have time to get into, which in general is impact and the filling up of the entire world with human population and what priorities we're going to have in terms of resources, in terms of inspiration. I mean, what are artists without these resources? So those of us who have lived in other places or have lived here for a long time have seen the changes, but like lobsters in the pot, we don't notice it until all of a sudden, you know, all of a sudden here we are. And as a person who, and an artist all my life, I've cherished the inspiration that nature, you know, offers us. It is the major resource for all of us. The parking structure issue has been debated and it has been put to death by the community at large. The groups that wanted it to exist, I understand, and there have been other alternatives since. But the real discussion is, all right, we need mobility. But if we look at mobility and the issue of parking free, which, of course, went to the subject that we talked about at the Sawdust, the best day they've ever had, which I was there because I was putting in the holiday tree for the Beautification Council. That part of it was that it was free. The other part is that there were no competitive events going on. There was not the summer festival. So it was unique and a place to come. It was a draw. But if we really want to address this issue, we need to go to the impacts and how we deal with it in terms of car-centric ideas. We are changing, and the entire society is changing, and the world is changing. Mm-hmm. And so if you want to start considering big ideas, then you start looking at the things that are already here and use them to our best advantage. For instance, the trolley system is a real charming thing to do. It can be a venue in itself for art. If you have if you have parking underneath the freeways and you give people the opportunity to ferry them in and you don't charge them.
It's like the Getty.
Exactly.
You have a parking garage.
Without a funicular. We'll go away from that. That was also brought up in the digester building. But we have so many things we can work on, repurposing and really thinking of connectivity. So it is a very deep question that has to do with population. I understand about business. I have my own art business for many years. I did tweak it so it wasn't a storefront. So I never had to deal with that. But I do understand it, and the Chamber of Commerce I work with on there through the Beautification Council, that is a big issue. This whole storefront thing is a big issue.
Yeah.
But parking isn't just about sliding up in front, because we can get congestion and people get irritated and they don't want to pay tickets and all that. And
right.
The solutions really are unique to Laguna, and they're not necessarily applicable from other. I know I'm going to get a disagreement from you, but they are.
Well, I think we can benefit from other people's experience.
Definitely.
That's a huge component. That's why I think we need to look at other communities. But still keep our uniqueness. That's my thought. I think an independent commission with a mission statement that can look at everything there's a lot of moving parts. And in my mind, I've got 30 years hotel experience. Business has to work very strongly and cohesively with the art community. They both need each other. And they both need each other to thrive and survive. And there needs to be a method that is responsible and is thoughtful of a lot of different aspects. And like you said, goes very deep. The veins travel very deep and far. And we need to take a lot of those things. But the fact is, what I see is that there's a vacuum without an independent counsel. And if an independent counsel can get a voice and perhaps encourage some things to be, that make it a, I don't know, that bring us forward and put us on a good path, I would love to see it. Steve, you had a question here, a thought?
Yeah, I understand the concept of having an independent council or committee or whatever. And you can ask all the questions and you can get all the answers you want. But the real question is, who's listening?
Well,
who is going to do something about whatever the facts are discovered?
Well, that's where Muffin comes in as the activist.
Well, yeah, and that's fine. We can have as many people yell and scream, jumping up and down, whatever, carry signs, whatever. But who is really
going to listen?
Who is listening? All the vacant storefronts in Laguna Beach are here for a reason, and it's not because they're doing so well they're retiring.
Well.
The bottom line is, this is a very unique community, walking and being able to go into all the different kinds of shops.
Walking and bicycling.
Primarily art, okay? The town was founded as an art community more than 130 years ago, and we used to have more than 100 art galleries here. Now we have less than 30. Well, why is that? Are there less artists? No, that's not the case. We have to have foot traffic here. We are not going to get away from cars. That is not going to happen. You can Uber all you want. You can take trolleys all you want. This road that we're looking at right here, it's not a street. It's a highway. It's never not busy, okay?
Right.
It's never not busy. There's only X amount of parking spots that you can park at. However, communities, Inland Empire and whatnot, are growing, okay? They have the 241. 241 goes into 133. Where does that end? Ends at Main Beach.
Yeah.
When they come here to go to the beach, they're not coming to go to shopping. It's not just affecting the art community, it's affecting other shops as well. And if there's no place for these people to park, they're not going to Uber from Riverside here.
Right.
And there's not going to be a trolley from Riverside to here. But if there was a parking structure that's not going to offend anyone's view, and with all the unique things they do with concrete, they can make it look
artistic,
just like the rock that's there currently, yeah. And you wouldn't even know it was a parking structure. You're not going to impede anyone's view. Plus, it's going to be a huge profit-generating center as opposed to the $1.6 million that they generate annually from parking tickets that are not a motivating factor for retail.
Yeah. Jason, you were chiming at the microphone there.
I did. In regard to the committee, well, we were discussing one of the last meetings. We were discussing the data that they're collecting. And they brought up that they had not yet assigned a leadership board or committee to that data. And that kind of concerns me, you know, because...
Now, whose data was this? This was the company they hired?
That's correct. You know, okay. They haven't assigned a leadership committee to these particular people. And what concerns me about that is the fact that assigning leadership to it adds to accountability for that data. So not accountability with numbers, but accountability like, now what? To what end do we collect these numbers? And are we going to use them before they're even valid?
Yeah.
You know, so before they're not valid anymore. So these are things that concern me. We're collecting all this data, and the lack of movement that is happening with that actual data that's being collected, or assigning somebody to do something
with it. The first thing this independent committee should do is create a list of milestones that need to be accomplished by a certain date.
Well, somebody needs to stand up and go, I'm accountable. Somebody at the city needs to go, I am taking this by the reins, and it's up to me to make sure it works, because we're spending the money to have that happen, because we have leadership
in place. So you feel there should be more leadership from the city with that regard, but don't they also need a lot of input from...
It's a hot potato.
Yeah.
It's like,
well, I would never be so foolish enough to say that there aren't a lot of components and a lot of intricacies of those components that all need to be brought together reasonably sensibly for it to work. You can't have a bunch of artists without a business. You can't have business without artists. And those two things are the attraction that bring people to stay in the hotels, to eat fine dining, to come here for a cultural experience. Those are all components, and that's the one button I think that needs to be pushed, is that artistic part, that artistic component that needs to be pushed.
I'm just saying, as far as the what those people had to say to us, the main reason people come to Laguna Beach,
they say that, but that's what they say, but we know that that's not necessarily the...
When we have the craft guild, they walk past us to the beach and past us to their cars.
Yeah,
I'd like to chime in. I think that we're on a repetitive path that has been well beaten. I think one of the things that we're not looking at as an artist society, as a group, is where art is going. It isn't just storefront. This is the last thing. Art is not a commodity. Yes, we do need to make a living. But in order to, we have to think deeper in terms of revitalizing this town. Well, for instance, who's thinking about an international art biennale, and why not Laguna Beach? Who's thinking about, beyond architecture, using the festivals, which now they've made so closed that you don't feel like you can even get into the gates. I mean, it's the closing of the courthouse doors that the former dean of the UCI Law School said, blames the Supreme Court and says we need to have term limits. Well, we have the same problem in the city, perpetual non-term limits. We have an arts commission that has closed the doors and admittedly says nobody enters. Nobody comes to sit there and listen to them. If we want change, and as an arts commissioner, I limited myself to one term only. Someone asked me that recently. Why did I do that? I did that also with a friend of mine who was mayor at the time, and we both said, listen, let other people have voices. Let them speak out. But most importantly, we need to change the complexion of what people think is art. It isn't just buying a commodity. It isn't just sticking it on your wall. It's an experience. It comes from resources that are way beyond us, from natural resources, from our imagination, the what ifs, and it leads, art leads us into the future. Art is a connection in the sciences. It's the first place you go to express something new.
I'm going to have the last word here, Leo, just to say that I think that what one of the goals should be for Laguna, with regard to art, is to say there's a brilliant mind, another Da Vinci, that's going to sell, like, what was it, Steve, it was $450 million for a Da Vinci art this last week.
Exactly.
And maybe there's lots of Da Vincis out there. They don't have the money or the resources or the opportunity. I think that Laguna Beach, as a community, should seek out those opportunities and facilitate, on some level, bringing the brilliance of the artists to the forefront. That's the one button that lends validity to the whole city and the whole culture, in my opinion. Now, I'm expressing my personal opinion, but if we were successful in that, and I mean the local community of artists, the international, the national community of artists, if we were successful somehow on that level to do that, I think the world would be our oyster. We'd be on NPR, we'd be on History Channel, we'd be on every news media thing as being the most dynamic and embracing culture of artists in America. Yes, Steve.
The challenge, I'm at my gallery 6 days a week. I look at new artist portfolios, anywhere from 1 to 10 artists every single day. It's not that Laguna Beach doesn't have the drawing power. It's the fact that there's no place
To
display it, because the city has... They're not going to tell you this, but they have a policy to basically eliminate the art galleries. And the reason being is that all of us, 50% of our sales are to people outside the state. So what don't we charge?
Tax.
Sales tax. And they're not going to tell you this, but I've tried to move 3 times, including just 12 inches on the other side of the wall, and they wouldn't allow me that because they said it didn't fall into the city plan and there's too much concentration of art galleries. Well, if that's what they're telling me at the Planning Commission, we know what they're telling them up above. And that's a real crime. There should be no limits to how many art galleries the city has.
If
there is an open space and someone can pay the rent and they're presenting art in a professional way.
So if I wanted to put a shoe store in, I could have a better chance?
Yes,
maybe.
Absolutely.
No. Depends on how many parking places you want or need, or the city tells you you can.
Well,
have.
If nothing else, we're very, very controversial, and everyone is speaking passionately. I'm going to take a short break with a song about art that we may all be familiar with, I think.
Starry, starry night.
Yep. And we'll be right back with my fabulous panel today. Main Street, or Main Street, Laguna Beach, KX93.5 FM radio.
Yay.
With eyes that know the darkness in my soul, shadows on the hills, sketch the trees and the daffodils, catch the breeze and the winter chill. In colors on the snowy linen land. Now I understand what you tried to say to me, and how you suffered for your sanity, and how you tried to set them free. They would not listen, they did not know how. Perhaps they'll listen now. Starry, starry night, flaming flowers that brightly blaze, swirling clouds in violet haze, reflect in Vincent's eyes of china blue, colors changing hue. Morning fields of amber grain, weathered faces lined in pain, are soothed beneath the artist's loving hand. Now I understand what you tried to say to me, and how you suffered for your sanity, and how you tried to set them free. They would not listen, they did not know how. Perhaps they'll listen now, for they could not love you. But still your love was true. And when no hope was left in sight on that starry, starry night, you took your life as lovers often do. But I could have told you, Vincent, this world was never meant for one as beautiful as you. Starry, starry night, portraits hung in empty halls, frameless heads on nameless walls, with eyes that watch the world and can't forget, like the strangers that you've met. The ragged men in ragged clothes, a silver thorn, a bloody rose, lie crushed and broken on the virgin snow. Now I think I know what you tried to say to me, and how you suffered for your sanity, and how you tried to set them free. They would not listen, they're not listening still. Perhaps they never will.
I suffer still.
Hold on the radio.
Oh, KX93, I got a shout out again to our sponsor again, Villa Real Estate, Mike Johnson, and we appreciate him being supporting us. And we're back. Here we are with my first ever, we could say, our own independent group, maybe not a council quite yet. That would be music. Hold on. We're done with that. So I want to go through the list here one more time. I have Leia, Steve, Robert, Jason, and Muffin is our first people on it. And I'm going to send an e-blast out later so you can listen to this and share it with your friends. Please pass it along if you have much to do with the art community. And we've had some very heartfelt message has come across the microphones here today, and I appreciate it. And I wanted to say I appreciate everyone being here. We have a couple people that got to get over to the Sawdust Festival. That would be Robert and Muffin.
Yes.
So
yes.
Robert and Muffin, you got to leave. So I thank you so very much for being here today and sharing your thoughts. And hopefully we'll do this once a month, and we can maybe get this independent council going or an independent group. And I think the secret to making it work and not have it fall on deaf ears, as Stephen so clearly put, is people got to hear it. And perhaps this radio is a venue for that, or one of those, or Stu News, or some of the other publications. I do write for Stu News an article once a week, and I can get something in there on a regular basis and alert people to maybe this radio show that we do hopefully once a month, and kind of build a consensus and maybe move us forward and move us forward quickly. That would be a wonderful thing to happen. That's my goal. So yeah. Say goodbye, Robert.
Goodbye, Robert.
Goodbye, Robert.
Goodbye, Robert. Goodbye, Robert.
Be off with you. You have no power here.
Craig, let's, instead of generically referring to the sawdust, right now we are in what is called the Winter Fest.
Ooh, oh.
Winter Fest is 5 weekends prior
to
Christmas.
Well, give us a little update on it.
There we go. Sawdust is the summer festival, 66 okay. days, 10 in the morning till 10 at night.
So if you want to know what's going on in the Winter Festival, with well, the
Winter Fantasy.
The Winter Fest. Fantasy, is winter it called fantasy. That? Ooh, I didn't even get the name right. We are 10 in the morning till 7 at night, Saturday correct. And Sunday only. That's
and right. What's the admission? The cost.
$8, $7,
$8. Call me,
maybe?
I'll hook you up.
Call me. Email me at that crazy email that doesn't work anymore, and I'll happily hook you up.
I'll tell you what, if they go to rainbow-radio.com, I'll make sure that they get all the information about it. But there's obviously a website for Sawdust and for this event, I'm sure, if you just Google it. How many vendors are there? Well, I say vendors.
170
How many
vendors,
people are represented
170
there?
170 different artists.
Every weekend, all through the winter.
Yes. We have two more weekends to go. And we were speaking off mic a few minutes ago. But I believe we need to have more events at the local facilities that we already have. The Festival of the Arts grounds would be a great, maybe an international art show, which would bring people to town and help help maybe the galleries that are here thrive more.
More.
And bring more awareness back that we are an art community.
My thought was to have performance art,
all types.
The theater that's exactly. sitting vacant.
Oh my gosh, what a concept!
Would not be madness.
Have an international performance art festival.
There you go.
And I think a good component of what this independent commission should think about is, I think Leah brought it up, but to bring events to Laguna as a venue and a space would go a great distance.
Correct.
You know.
At one time, when I was on the Arts Commission, we had 11 projects. One of them was called Arts in Motion. It was a major, major event, and it started L.A. on its street scene. And it was performance art, and we had 3 dog nights, and it was free to the public.
Oh, wow.
And we had car art. We had everything. And this went on from 1983 to 1987 until the Krishnas wanted to have equal time, and the city made the unfortunate move of shutting it down, and then we all had to shut down. That was the end of it. So it's about wise decisions and clever, informed planning.
Yeah, because, if there were an independent commission, they would look at the availability of the festival grounds and how it can be utilized much more. There's a huge investment in there, and I'm sure someone wants to see Steve, some business sense. He's my Steve mentor. My business mentor here is Steve, is that they would want to see that some return on that investment, which would be the festival grounds, and in a responsible way. That would give an independent commission. I mean, if someone stepped forward and said, listen, we could come up with a game plan to fill that place up and see a lot of revenue in the city, tax money, I think that might open the door and say, oh, what's your ideas? You know, and maybe that would help too. But
one of the things that I think people that are not in the arts don't really understand is that people that are buying fine art, for the most part, they're not staying at the Motel 6.
Right.
You know, they're probably staying at the Montage or an establishment like that. when they eat? Do you think they're eating a McDonald's or Salmani's? You think they're having a Coke or you know, some champagne. These are people that bring substantial amounts of money to the community. They're not coming to Laguna Beach to buy a T-shirt.
There's enough of those. Get them online. Well,
exactly. But the people at the city need to understand that they're marketing the city as a art community. Perfect. Then that means it should supersede all other businesses and allow us to go wherever. If we have the money to put a gallery in South Laguna where no one walks, let them go for it, okay?
Yeah.
And stop this policy about you have too much concentration of art galleries, because the people that are coming to art galleries to buy the art, generally speaking, are going to be buying a whole lot of other things, not just art. They're not coming to walk on the beach.
According to our sister city, Ashland, Oregon, it's 2.9% of ticket sales brings you multiply that. They do about $500,000 or $1 million a year in ticket sales for the festival. And they multiply that times 2.9 to get what is contributed to the community. So the art festival, when I did the same math, we're not close to what is happening at a very similar demographic. But anyway, art should be the attraction that drives commerce.
Absolutely.
I would feel, that's my opinion.
And I would agree with you as well. And, this has been a great discussion. Can you imagine in a portfolio, in a business of art, if you had storefronts that had performance art, drew people in? If you can imagine having the Festival of Arts that had a whole day with all the galleries showing their wares and speakers, can you imagine even those things?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I would love, in my particular venue, we have kind of a courtyard out in front. We would like very much to have performing arts out there. There's a lot of very talented musicians, whether it be a person on a violin or a cello or guitar or whatever, just to play some beautiful melodies as people are walking through the city. It adds to the charm of the city and the arts. It's not just fine art, it's performing arts, as you mentioned.
Yeah, no, that sounds great. I mean, maybe a little bit of a flavor of a European sidewalk cafe atmosphere.
But currently it's a really big deal.
Right.
And the city gets all aggravated about it.
Well, and my gallery was right down the street from Steve's, just a couple of units over. And they tried to have music out at Gigi's restaurant, which is in the same compound, per se.
Right.
It was great, little live jazz outside. And somebody that lived across the street would complain about it, and then the music was stopped.
Yeah.
And it was tasteful. It added to the ambiance of that whole section
of
town.
And now we have Park Plaza downtown, right, which is a trial. And that's exactly what they're starting, Transition Laguna, Laguna Beach Beautification Chamber of Commerce. So on Saturdays now, we will have movies, Greg McGillivray from IMAX.
Yeah.
We have movies from that.
Looking forward to that.
And people will be going down. But on Sundays, I would like to see Art Sundays. And this would mean merchants and galleries and everybody having an opportunity to be involved. And I think there's a wonderful plaza idea to make it right there, front and center in Laguna.
Well, not only that, but we have the movie theater, which, it's a vacant venue that's doing nothing except collecting dust.
Well, it's looking pretty sad right now.
Exactly.
The marquee is falling apart.
It would be great if, I don't know who owns that, but if they were to be able to put together some sort of opportunity for performers.
Right.
There's a place for them to sit. There's no place for them to park, but there's a place for them to sit. And they could come in and they could see a variety of different kinds of performing arts.
Movement art is really getting some traction. And there's, if you ever get onto YouTube and look it up, there's with computers and backdrops and digital lighting and performance, live performance, it's mesmerizing. And I think of that venue is ideal for it.
Absolutely.
It would be, and if, again, if you had a performance art or movement art, which is can really be anything from water to shapes to whatever to silhouettes to smoke and mirrors, But movement art, if there were an international festival there in that facility, I just think the media would grab onto it unbelievably so. And we'd be on, I don't know, every talk show there is, you know, for doing something for the community that's as interesting as that.
That's true, and it would bring tremendous interest. But again, it goes right back to my initial conversation. There's no place to park.
Right.
So you're going to bring these people in, and there's no place to park. I see the success of the city based on a parking structure where the lumber yard is. If that doesn't happen, the city is just going to continue to dwindle. Merchants are going to continue to go out of business, and nothing is going to happen.
That's very interesting. I mean, all the conversations I've heard, Steve, that's not been one of the topics. But from the business sense, it seems to hold a lot of validity that you can't throw a party if you can't open the doors, you know?
Absolutely. And the rents are not going down. So every merchant, doesn't matter if you're a T-shirt shop or you're a gallery, you got to turn a certain amount of dollars to pay the rent.
Right.
And everybody...
And pay taxes.
Exactly. But I don't understand how anyone could possibly debate it. It's not going to increase traffic. But what it will do is this highway sitting right here,
yes,
to my right, it might get people to stop as opposed to driving through to go to Newport. It's not going to make more traffic. It merely is going to pull people off this road to stop and walk.
And enjoy the city.
And enjoy
it has
the
to
city.
Offer. Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
So the argument about bringing more people to the city and it's more traffic is nonsense. Complete nonsense. Because this is a highway.
Well, we have at our back door in Laguna now 80,000 units, 80,000 times the two cars usually, the way we've car-centric thinking, 80,000 units at the end of Laguna Canyon. If you've gone out Laguna Canyon where Lake
right.
Forest is and you looked at the scraping and cutting everywhere for apartments all along Irvine Center Drive, this is a huge impact. And there has to be some real clear-cut thinking about how to mitigate that. What will allow people to come to Laguna, enjoy it,
mm-hmm.
a meander coming down the canyon, make it an experience? In other words, if art and Laguna Beach itself becomes an experience internationally, it will thrive. But right now we have old ideas, and we are not really thinking most creatively. My mantra has been that art is in everything. Creativity is in everything. And if you don't think, whether you're a business person or, quote, an artist with wanting a business, if you don't think with the same creative force that you do in creating your art, then we are never going to get there.
You know, Leah, let me toss this. We'll toss this out for everyone. Perhaps one of the explanations, I want to say excuses, but one of the explanations that nothing has really been done, because when you look at one component, you have to consider so many others. And it's a cohesive plan that needs to be developed that embraces all the aspects and the benefits of all the things, whether it's parking, whether it's the theater for performance, whether it's another topic I talked with friends last night about was, do we really need artists accommodations, or do we need artist workspace, and if we do both, would we address both of those, which one's more important over the other? And the consensus with my little group was that they need the space to live, but it needs to be really modest. An artist, if they can do their art, they don't need to be in a really nice facility. They would just love to be able to do their art and have the space and have the opportunity to share what their talent is with other people. So I think it's a bit of both, but I think whatever the solution is, it is an orchestrated, cohesive plan that makes sense on many levels. And even at that, there will be objections and people, in my experience, that feel that that's inappropriate. But if you can build that plan and build a consensus, then there lies the solution, I think. Keeping in mind, in my opinion, again, I'm on the soapbox again, sorry guys, but that it is the one important component is finding that exceptional art. And I know Steve said people come in all the time with art that you consider exceptional, and you see a lot of art
every day.
So maybe we start with accommodating those artists that are presently attempting to get a show space, and maybe there is a public venue show space that is affordable, that is supported by the city, that is, and everyone, I mean, it could be an old warehouse, it could be an old building somewhere that you know, and that would be part of the excitement. It's like going to a thrift store and digging through the value bin. You want to, but maybe there was a space for, and it would need to be curated. There would need to be, not everyone could just put their stuff in, but also it should not be, there should be no muzzling of freedom of expression. No muzzling of.
We do have spaces.
It's not Muslim.
Yeah. Craig, we do have spaces that are underutilized or not even being looked at. We don't have old warehouses that usually. We have some.
Yeah.
The truth is that the LCAD, I'm a partner with LCAD for women's equity and art and every other aspect. But LCAD has a lot of student space. However, they don't get that space when they leave. Without rent control, which is very difficult and people don't want to talk about it, without those kind of things, we do still have spaces. For instance, the old telephone company on the corner of Beach.
Yeah.
And we also have the Digester Building's original, which just the city council has just also applauded the idea of completely restoring that building. Now, that could be a wonderful gallery and for artists, and it could have periodic shows. But more than anything else, the use of, as we've all agreed, usable space like the festivals, we're not really doing that. And we have to open those up. As artists, that's our job. That's where our voice needs to be. We have to say that is public space, not the Sawdust so much, but definitely the Festival of Arts, and yet it's gated off, closed, and covered.
Listen, it's been a very passionate morning, and we've got about a minute left before Ida May. And so I want to thank Leia. I want to thank Stephen. I want to thank Robert, and I want to thank Jason for all being here, and our other two people had to leave. We're going to have to do more of this, and we're going to have to put something together with regards to continuing this on some level, and hopefully we can develop, I don't know, this independent council. Thank you.
Thank you
very much.
Thank you,
everybody. Well, thank you, Ida May.
Great show. I'm not kidding. I was leaning in.
Ida May.
Mona Lisa, men have named you. You're so like the lady with the mystic smile. Is it only 'cause you're lonely they have blamed you for that Mona Lisa strangeness in your style? Do you smile to tempt a lover, Mona Lisa? Or is this your way to hide a broken heart? Many dreams have been brought to your doorstep. They just lie there and they die there. Are you warm? Are you just a cold and lonely, lovely